business is Baywood Garden Villas RPC. This is a change of zone, number 1922, Phase 1, final site plan and master plan.
This is a final site plan for the Baywood Garden Villas RPC, a residential plan community proposed to contain 514 multifamily units housed within 13 four-story buildings to include a clubhouse, indoor pool, in-ground pool, pavilion, tot lot, parking, and other improvements. Specifically, this request is for approval of Phase 1 of the residential plan community, which consists of the following: 9 four-story proposed apartment buildings to include buildings E through M, with proposed building E, one building containing 16,975 square feet of gross floor area and 34 units, buildings F through M, 8 buildings containing 20,370 square feet and 40 units each, for a total of 179,935 square feet of multifamily uses as a 354 apartment units, a 3,446 square foot clubhouse, a 5,506 square foot indoor pool building, and a 3,192 square foot in-ground pool, boardwalks, and multiple gazebos. Staff note that the subject property was the subject of a previous change of zone application. That's change of zone 1922. At their meeting of Tuesday, December 14th, 2021, the Sussex County Council approved a change of zone for the parcel through change of zone 1922 from Neighborhood Business District, that's B1, to and General Commercial C1 district and commercial residential district CR1 to a high density residential plan community HR1 RPC district, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2820. Staff also note that the subject property, tax parcel ID district 234, map 23, parcel 270, was also the subject of a previous future land use map amendment from the commercial area to the coastal area in order to permit the high density residential plan community district zoning of the property. Staff further note that there's an existing wellhead protection area on the property, but that this has been reviewed by the Sussex County Engineering Department, and it has been determined that this is compliant with the provisions of Chapter 89, Section 6 of the Sussex County Source Water Protection Ordinance. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. A master plan has also been submitted with the proposal for approval by the commission. The property is located on the north side of Long Neck Road, Route 23, approximately 0.47 miles east of the intersection of Long Neck Road and John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24, in Millsboro, Delaware. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 23, Parcel 270 and 273.05. The zoning district is HR1 RPC, High Density Residential Plan Community District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for final approval.
Any questions from anyone about this?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, regarding Baywood Garden Villas RPC, Phase 1, I move that we grant approval for the final site plan and master plan.
Second.
The move and second to grant final approval for the site plan and master plan for Baywood Garden Villas RPC, change of zone number 1920.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 24-81, and then Layla LLC.
This is a revised final site plan for Yasin and Layla LLC for the construction of a 24,000 square foot building for the use as a recreational facility and other site improvements. Board of Adjustment case number 13037 for a variance for 10 feet from the 30 foot required rear yard setback adjacent to a residential district was approved by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of Monday, March 10th, 2025. The parcel is located on the east side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, at the intersection of John J. Williams Highway and Oak Orchard Road, Route 5. A parking waiver request has been submitted for parking in the front yard setback. The revised final site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 263.12. The zoning is medium commercial C2 district, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final.
Everybody good on this one? Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised final site plan for site plan 2481 Yasin and Layla LLC.
I second.
The movement seconded to approve the revised final site plan 24-81 last Yasin and Layla LLC as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Toback Flex Park conditional use number 2290, request for a 6-month time extension.
On February 10, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a 6-month time extension request for conditional use number 2290 Toback Flex Park. The conditional use to allow a contractor flex space within an agricultural residential district was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, May 10, 2022, through ordinance number 2849, subject to 13 conditions of approval. The submitted request outlines that an application to amend conditional use 2290 was submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning on April 2, 2024, and is pending a public hearing. The property is located on the northwest corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, and Prettyman Road, that's Sussex County Road 254. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 6.21. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. And I did want to mention that that conditional use is set to expire on May the 10th of this year, and that this action would extend that deadline to November 10th of this year.
Okay, the letter is actually asking for a year.
Correct.
I'm okay to go with a 6-month request, but not for the year. So I just want to make sure that we're clear on what, because our paperwork has a request for 6 months.
Correct. So I did note that discrepancy, and we only have the ability to extend it for a 6-month period.
Okay.
For the code.
Okay. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chair, with regards to Toback Flex Park conditional use number 2290, I make a motion to approve the request for a 6-month time extension.
Second.
The move and seconded to grant the request for a 6-month time extension for Toback Flex Park conditional use number 2290. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is site plan 25-03 Deep Branch Park, City of Milford, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan submitted on behalf of the City of Milford for the construction of a public park to include playground area with children's play equipment, a pavilion, 6 pickleball courts, 3 basketball courts, and ancillary improvements, including a utility structure, parking, paved access, and a multi-use trail network within the site, connecting to an ingress-egress access easement on South Rehoboth Boulevard, that's Route 14 in Milford. The parcel is lying on the south side of South Rehoboth Boulevard, that's Route 14, approximately 600 feet west of the intersection of Windward Boulevard. Staff note that the proposed pickleball courts do not meet code requirements for a 100-foot separation from structures under 115-192 relating to parcel 25, which is 70 to 80 feet currently, and potentially 38.01. Aside from this noted separation distance relating to the pickleball courts, the revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 330, Map 11, Parcel 39, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desired to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to S-25-03, Deep Branch Park, City of Milford, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan with a final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
If I could just add to that motion and subject to the correction with regard to the dimensional requirements.
We can't approve it with a violation, can we?
You could, but it's got to come back to final and be correct.
So we're approving it as a preliminary?
As a preliminary only.
Okay.
Subject to staff, receipt of agency comments, and subject to correction of the dimensional requirement.
Okay, I'm okay with the staff handling it.
The separation distance with the pickleball courts, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's my motion.
All right. Moving seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan 25-03, Deep Branch Park, City of Milford, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals, and with the favorable resolution of the setback issue. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Howe and Bell, revised minor subdivision off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a revised minor subdivision for a lot line adjustment for the reduction of a 50-foot easement to 30 feet. The minor subdivision for three lots off a 50-foot easement was approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting on Thursday, May 6, 2022, and was recorded in Plot Book 370, page 22. The reduction of the easement would increase the lot width on lots 1 and 2. The lot line adjustment complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 22, parcels 21.06, 21.07, and 21.08. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions on this one?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the lands of Howe and Bell revised minor subdivision off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised minor subdivision off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Howe and Bell with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Joseph Costa, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.01 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.28 acres more or less, and residual lands will contain 1 acre more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Bethesda Road, Sussex County Road 326, approximately 0.54 mile south of Avenue of Honor, Sussex County Road 86. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, and the tax parcel is District 133, Map 11, Parcel 10.01. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
I'm sorry, I'm confused on this access. Are we coming in off of Bethesda Road, the existing entrance? But how do you get to the proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress? Can somebody just, these plans are kind of goofy for me.
See, the 30-foot is right there.
The easement, the 30
coming
feet.
Coming through that way?
Yeah.
So that's the dotted line, look, is the 30 feet, and it's either side of the property line is how I read it. So I can make it bigger. So that's the 30-foot easement.
Okay. It's over that existing gravel drive.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm sorry, I just couldn't get my head around the plan. Didn't make sense to me. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Joseph Costa, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Joseph Costa as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of 27361 Martin's Farm Road, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.9977 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.997 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.9977 acres more or less. And proposed lot four will consist of 0.9997 acres more or less. And the residual lands will consist of 0.9977 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located north of Martin's Farm Road, Sussex County Road 291, approximately 0.59 mile east of Harbison Road, Route 5. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, the tax parcels District 334, Map 9, District 1.06. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
And you do have the shared agreement?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of 27361 Martin's Farm Road, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a final.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of 27361 Martin's Farm Road as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Moreland, Lisa Jester. This is a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of five lots plus the residual lands with access off of a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot five will consist of 24.446 acres more or less and will have entrance from Gravel Hill Road, Road 30 per conditional use 2343. Proposed lot six will consist of 0.989 acres more or less. Proposed lot seven will consist of 0.99 acres more or less. Proposed lot eight will consist of 0.99 acres more or less. And proposed lot nine will consist of 0.99 acres more or less. Residual lands will contain 10.13 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, approximately 0.24 miles north, of the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The minor sub... Sorry, can you finish that for me?
Yes, absolutely. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 48. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Moreland, Lisa Jester, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Moreland, Lisa Jester, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off of a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.588 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.461 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.859 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 1.299 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 2.07 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located southwest of Mount Joy Road, that's Sussex County Road 297, approximately 1,847 feet southeast of Gravel Hill Road, that's Sussex County Road 30. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 21, Parcel 29. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for Lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. That completes our other business for today.